So I got home from rehearsal super late, and it is past midnight my time right now. So I kind of internally feel like I've failed the whole March thing, but in my defense, I got home at about 11:20, and I needed to eat, and I needed to take my wig or take my hair out of being pin curled because it was pin curled for a wig, and I wanted to just like get all that shit off my head, so I did. And now it is 12:37. It took me a long time to get all that shit out of my head. It was insane. Now my hair is like enormous and frizzy. But anyway, that's why I'm kind of late. But in parts of the US, it is still yesterday. And also, I haven't gone to sleep yet, and you know, that's like what a day is really defined by, right? So, yeah, I'm just gonna keep going with this as if I did not mess up. So what I'm doing right now, as we speak, is I'm getting a whole bunch of coconut oil and I'm putting it into my hair to smooth it down and hopefully condition it so that it's not as disgusting as it is right now by tomorrow. And I honestly have absolutely no plan for this recording. It's just that I really wanted to record something because I wanted to get my my personal March challenge done, and I didn't want to wait any longer because I'm already like 40 minutes late, and I'm gonna still have to like you know, listen to this and make sure it's okay and stuff before I post it. So I just figured it would be a good idea to just press record, even though I'm kind of trying to fix my hair right now. So, for those of you who don't know, coconut oil is very good for conditioning your hair if you need to give it like kind of a long treatment, I guess. And so I'm gonna leave this in overnight. I'm gonna sleep with like a paper bag wrapped around my head or something. And sleep with the coconut oil in my hair. And then I'm gonna wake up. And then I will take a shower and wash it all out, and my hair will be nice and soft and not near as frizzy and dry and disgusting as it is right now. Because it's bad. It is so bad. Yeah, I have to wear two separate wigs for the show that I'm in because I'm playing two separate characters, and both of them require wigs. And both of them are pretty bad wigs, honestly. They look in, like wigs. From the audience, which is not the goal of a wig in a staged production, but that is okay. And this is gonna take so much coconut oil. Usually, whenever I do this to my hair, I do it when it's already damp, but my hair isn't really damp right now. Maybe I should go get a cup of water and like mix water into my hair too. That'd probably be the best idea because then the oil could spread around my hair more easily. I'll do that after I record this. It'll be fine. I'll just stick a whole bunch of oil in it right now and then do the water later. Yeah, that sounds good. What else can I talk about you? I mean, what else can I talk about for you lovely lot tonight? Oh, I can talk about how rehearsal was crazy because it was supposed to end at 10. That was what it said on the call sheet. And it went way over 10. We got out at about 11:10 or so. Maybe a little bit earlier, like 11:05. But it was past 11, which is insane. Like, that is against, well, first of all, it's just against the university's policy for sure. But I mean, in a more like serious way, it's against like most acting labor regulations. And we're not being paid, so we can't really like sue or anything because we're not like professional actors. It's just a university production. But like most productions in the non-professional world still like follow those regulations. And this one should be, it should be, but we're just not. We're just not, because who cares? It's not like we're college students that have, you know, shit to do outside of this production. No, that doesn't exist. It's all fine. Oh, my hair is nice and not a giant poof now. Oh, it feels good. Oh. After I took it out of all of the little pin curls, which if you don't know, it's basically taking a whole bunch of small chunks of hair and spinning them around until they kind of curl up in a little ball on your head, and then bobby pinning that curl down. And that's like kind of the normal way to set your hair up for a wig. When you take it out, all of the curls are super duper duper tight. It's not like a wearable curl that you can wear out, because first of all, it's such a big chunk of hair that you've curled up into a really really tiny little ball, and second of all, it's just like they're super tight. And so I was taking them out, and they got, and I was trying to brush out like all the little spirals, and it got so frizzy. And a few people got a little bit of a Snapchat spam from me because I was having a whole bunch of fun with my stupidly curly hair. And yeah, I hope they had a good time with that. And alas, this minute is 6 minutes and something seconds, and so I think I am satisfied with that length. It is something that I can post, at the very least, so I will do just that. And I hope you guys enjoyed this, even though there was no direction and no logic to it. I was just talking about my hair, but that's what's on my mind, so that's what I was talking about. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Bye-bye, see you tomorrow.